All righty, let's counter in. And 3, 2.
This is Matthew Guernsey, the Kilted Man, and you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
Whatever you do, I'll do it too. Show me everything and tell me how. It all means something and yet nothing to me. Oh, I can see there's so much to learn. It's all so close and yet so far. I see myself as people see me. Oh, I just know there's something bigger out there. I wanna know, can you show me? I wanna know about these strangers like me. Tell me more, please show me. Something's familiar about these strangers like me.
Everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Visits, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Jonathan,
Jacob,
and Logan.
And we are back again with the lovely Suzanne Lambden, author of the Dead Heart series and the new Seeker of Magic series. So thank you again for coming on, Suzanne.
Thank you for having me back on.
We have a special event again. Last time we were talking about your new book, Seeker of Magic. Now we have another event, and I don't want to steal any of your thunder, so I'll let you take over and let everybody know what's coming up for you.
Well, I guess, should we talk about the cosplay event first?
Yes.
On May 19th in Wichita, Kansas, at the Museum of World Treasures, is a night of cosplay starting at 8 o'clock. It's $20 to get in, but it's like a big cocktail party. Come dressed as your favorite cosplayer, whoever you want to be, and it is going to be an absolute blast. First place is $300.
That's not bad.
And then it just trickles down. Second place, obviously, $200. Third place is $100. What's not to like?
Really? Unless you don't get chosen.
I think it's going to be an absolute blast. I'm one of the judges.
Oh, then we need to dress up.
And I'm easy to please.
And we need to dress up. We might have an in there.
So you said cocktail party. Does that mean open bar?
Well, you do have to pay for the drinks, but there will be drinks aplenty. And who doesn't want to have a cocktail by an Egyptian mummy? I do. That museum is just so wonderful. When I went in there about a month ago, I didn't realize how much artifacts they had from ancient Egypt, Rome. They've got real dinosaur bones in there. Just about anything you could possibly want, this museum has. And it's just wonderful. It's 3 levels. It's great. That little glass elevator, you can see everything that goes up and down. And I think this is going to be a great party. I'm seeing party. Cosplay party, cocktails, dressed up. And you know I'm going as I might as well brag, shouldn't I? At,
there you go.
StealthCon. Just won a best female villain and dressed up as a character from Dead Hearts. I was the Captain Brunhilde of the Black Valkyries. I was scary as hell. I scared them all. And I will dress up in this costume again. I had absolute blast. I love cosplaying.
Cool.
And I'll tell you, this is the first time I cosplayed at StealthCon, and then I won first prize. So, I'm hooked on it.
Well, this is your first outfit that you've had, isn't it?
It really is. Somebody said, isn't this typecasting? And I laugh. And is it typecasting just because I'm a strong woman? But, I put that outfit. I had a Viking Shield Maiden outfit for Renaissance Fair. And then I just started adding to it. And when I've got the helmet, put the wings on it, and found the armor for the arms, and of course, the boots are absolutely spectacular. And it just kind of put it all together. But the first time I wore it was at Galaxy Fest, and I had not tried it on. Everything fit perfectly, and the outfit came together. And then, of course, I wore it at StealthCon, and it was a big success, and I was very happy. I love all the pretty little girls as Supergirl and Wonder Woman, but you got this Valkyrie walking in. Like I said, I could kick Brienne of Tarth's ass in Game of Thrones. I'm ready for a battle. Bring her on!
And that's pure profit going into your pocket. $300. There you go. Or how much did you win for that?
I got a lovely trophy.
That's it?
That's it.
Oh, my gosh. I thought they usually gave some cash awards for that, too.
No, I guess they could have, but I got a really nice trophy and, of course, then a lot of praise. And that's what I wanted. The funniest thing, some gal first came walking into the con, and I was standing there in the doorway, and I probably shouldn't have touched her with my sword, but I tapped her purse and said in my big, and my voice is kind of blown, but I asked her if she had candy in her purse. And she's looking at me. She's kind of terrified. She goes, no, I don't have any candy. And I said, well, move on then. And she just kind of, and so the people I was talking to, everybody busted up laughing, but the poor girl did not know, I think, that I was teasing or that I was in character and kind of ran into the con. And I did terrify a few more people. The children were scared, but that's how they should be.
There you go. Keeping in line, by golly. Well, I've done a little bit of cosplay in the past. Logan and Jonathan's done some, too.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob's kind of thinking, but I don't know if he'll ever make that step.
I'm growing my Tormund Giant's Bane beard, so being of ginger, I can do that.
So, I don't know. I think one of the things, I kind of do some obscure type stuff, Logan and I have, so some people don't actually recognize us, but some of the ones that we do have fun with, Logan does, what's your character from Bleach you do, Logan, that you get recognized all the time?
Keith Kiarahara.
There you go. So, and it's kind of fun because he gets called out and gets pictures taken. I think they did a whole Bleach scene once. Mm-hmm. They got all the different captains and him out there, did a group picture. Mm-hmm. So it can be fun. It's kind of interesting.
I hung out Saturday with the Death Dealer, so it was kind of funny. All the guys that there was, and I don't know what game it was from, but a guy was dressed up as a Templar knight from one of the games, and it was really massive armor. He looked really cool, so I battled him, and I battled Death Dealer, and I battled Thor, and we couldn't quit laughing. The guy was absolutely beautiful, made a wonderful Thor, and he did a cheer for me during the cosplay, and it did make me laugh, but. So I had fun. Yes, all the guys wanted to come up and battle me. So I enjoyed that. None of the girls did. They knew better.
And I think part of the fun is just all the pictures you get to take.
I think so, too. It was really surprising. I know Captain Spaulding always accompanies me, and people go crazy to pose with him. And it's amazing to me how many pictures he takes at a Comic-Con. And so a lot of people took pictures with me this weekend, and it was just really fun. And you're delighted when people come up and say, oh, my gosh, I love your outfit. Could I take a picture with you? And it's like, well, hell yeah, please do. So, and then I got to scowl a lot, which I do like to look kind of scary and scowl at people. And they were just delighted and nice. And, you know, it's funny. I wanted to be a drama major in college, and I have stage fright. So when I would get on stage, I knew that you knew in the audience that it's me on stage. So I could never get in character. So I was always slightly, and I was in a lot of musicals in college and was always just slightly embarrassed on stage. But I noticed over the weekend that when you're cosplaying, it's obviously it's so much different than when you're in a play. There's no lines to memorize. You're ad-libbing and you're just staying in character. And that was really easy for me to do and was fun. So I'm kind of hoping maybe I'm over my stage fright, which maybe that sounds surprising. I have that, but not as, I don't have stage fright as Suzanne, the author, but me trying to play the part of a character, that's a little bit daunting for me.
True. And with cosplay, with the cons, a lot of the times, unless you go there so often, you see them once and maybe that's it. Now, with you, it might be a little different. After a while, you're going to see the same people again and again, so they're going to recognize you. So that's kind of fun, because you've had a lot of people cosplay as characters from your books.
I do. I have a lot of folks, they show up. I have a character called Luna that's a werepuma. She's kind of a sexy gal, but it's funny. Girls will come dressed as her. They'll start, if it's a three-day weekend, they'll come as Luna, who's the head of the headhunters. So she's in kind of a zombie hunter outfit. And the next day, they'll come. Luna's been attacked by a werepuma, so her clothes are kind of tattered, and she's kind of bloody. And then the next day, they'll show up as Luna, the werepuma. So it's funny to watch the transgression of this, or the progression of this character, mm-hmm. and how gals like to play her in all three stages. But I have girls will cosplay the male characters. So I have highbrows that are, you know, it's a male character, and Dodger and Dragon, and gals will show up. And I kind of like the gender switch is fun when they do that.
True.
So I get a kick. And, you know, as the author, watching your characters come to life and people excited to play them is, it's really, really special and means a lot to me when people go out of their way to take the time. They'll send me pictures beforehand too. Is this what your character wears? Is this what I need? And it's like, well, yes, it is.
Cool. Well, wait until you get the cross play for Smack.
I really wish somebody would. I do have a buddy. I wish I got to tell Trevor Walsh to do that. He will cosplay Harlequin. He usually plays Thor. And it's kind of scary, but he really makes a good male Harlequin, so he would be perfect if he would do smack for me. He does have a beard, so it would be kind of terrifying, but he looks great in pigtails. So I'm going to have to ask him about that.
There you go.
The other fun character I've got is Freeborn, and that's my Native American, and I have a lot of gals, and it's usually Native American girls will dress up as her, put the war paint on, put the eagle feather in their braid, and put on cool clothes and stomp about, and I absolutely love that too.
And plus, you get to see your character kind of come to life, so it's kind of like a validation of what you're doing, in a sense. People like what you're doing.
It is. It's a real honor, I'll tell you that. And I'll tell the other authors, too. I'll go up to their tables and tell them, you know, you need to get people to come in, dress as the character in your book, and it really helps promote your series. And the people come up to your cosplayers, and they'll say, you know, who are you playing? And then they get an opportunity, too, to talk about their character. And I think it's just a wonderful platform to let people know, new readers, what they're missing or what they need to pick up and read. So that's fun for me.
Now, with the Museum of World Treasures, how did that connection come about with this cosplay event?
Isn't that funny? I am the Lon Smith is the curator of the museum. And so he's trying to think of something fun to do to bring folks into the museum. So he came up with this idea. So Captain Spaulding is the one that went in and talked to him with Little Beard. And then I caught wind of it. And I was just so delighted because I love museums anyway. And I do love those crazy movies, Night of the Museum. So I thought, you know what, how much fun is it to get to dress up in costume and then go to a museum? So Lon Smith was real surprised then that Captain Spaulding and I have been helping him promote this. But I just think it's wonderful, and I think Wichita needs to really bring a little bit more attention to the museum and take a little pride in it and show it off. And I think it's going to bring a lot of people from outside the area.
That'd be cool.
Plus, right, the awards, right, again, I have to say $300 for first prize. Well worth the time wherever you are in Kansas to come and, compete.
There you go.
So I'm kind of excited to see how many people will show up, and then if it's big, they can do it again. So I think it's well worth the time, and I'm excited.
And one of the unique things when I was watching the video is they said they were going to have a display case empty so that people could go inside of it with their costume and look like they're part of the display for the museum.
Huh. Of course, what people don't know is once they go inside, if they look really good, they might just leave them in there.
They don't have to worry about that with me. They just say, next, come on. But yeah,
I'm sure they're going to, and I'm sure they're going to have photographers on hand and take pictures all over the museum. And I think that's going to be fun too. So if your outfit you wear matches what's in there. Because I'm going to be certainly stomping around over in the Viking area and the ancient, you know, ancient Egypt and ancient Rome. I'm going to want my pictures taken in there, and it'll be fun.
I don't know. Do you have anything worked up, Jonathan?
Are you guys going to come?
I'm toying with the idea. I don't know about the other guys yet.
Well, then, see, I'd like to work on my Robin costume a little bit more, but I'm not very artistic, so.
I just buy all mine. I mean, come on. I'm not artistic in the least. I just
like,
buy it.
I have the costume, and I have the gloves, and I have the boots and everything, but I want to add more to it and make it look a little bit more cooler than what it does and just blah, but I just don't know how to do it.
Well, they don't have to be in costume to come to the event, though, do they?
No, you do not need to be in costume, and if you do not want to cosplay, but you want to see other people in outfits, I do hope that you'll come. It's going to be fun. And again, $20, I don't think is too much to have fun in a museum. And I'm sure it's going to be for several hours. So just come as your regular self in jeans and a t-shirt and come hang out with everyone. Or if you want to find out what cosplay is about, this is a perfect opportunity and then to get some fun ideas. And there will be quite a few professional cosplayers there. And, you know, the judges that I had at StealthCon, I sure spent some time talking to them as well to find out what I could do to make my outfit better. And they're more than happy to give advice. Right. So I'm not there yet to be a professional cosplayer, but it's fun. And I know people can make a profession and a living doing it.
That is true. That is true. I think I can't remember her name. I want to say Yu, I think is her name, that really is big in the cosplay world. I can't think of her actual name. But with the Are they just going to be walking around as well, or are they going to have like the con sometimes and have some breakout sections where you can go and actually just have a set time like you did with the authors panel? Will they have a few panels like that for the cosplay professionals to talk about, or is it just a walk around in general?
I think it's kind of a walk around in general, but I know the museum's going to allow me to sell books.
There we go.
So I thought that was very nice. And I think that people will be able to talk to any of the cosplayers there. And I bet the professional cosplayers, I bet they have a table set up as well, so folks can go up and talk to them and find out how to get involved in all the different comic cons that are around, not just Kansas, but around the U.S. and how you go about it. Okay. And it's for all ages. I mean, you don't have to just be an adult. Come, you can be a, come bring your kids to it, right? It's going to be great.
Give them a drink. There we go.
They can have a Coca-Cola or a little juice box.
Oh, come on now. Let's spoil the fun. It'd be fun to see those little kids stumbling around.
Just wow. Lock them in the case. We'll see how many kids fit in the case. I think 20 will go in there.
There you go. It'd be like the Volkswagen in the old days.
That's right. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I'm considering it. I don't know about the other guys, if they'll be able to get off. Logan, I'm not sure. I'm trying to work where he might be able to get off. But
what day is it?
It's May 19th, which is a Friday.
That's right.
I could probably request a day off.
So
and then and it's 8 to midnight. It is to midnight because that's when the museum really comes to life, and then we need to get out of there. The dinosaurs will eat. One can hope. You can feed the kids to it.
I'll just find the biggest guy there and push him in front of the dinosaur. Here you go.
That's right.
Jonathan needs to work himself up a Power Ranger outfit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I have a few, but I'll have to see what I got and wear something over there possibly. But this is going to be May 19th at the Museum of World Treasures in Wichita. It's basically a cosplay event. You can kind of time travel a little bit or go to the future or the past and have fun with that. Like Suzanne said, it's $20 for entry fee. Well, not a fee, just $20 to enter in. Definitely have some drinks, have some fun. You said it started at 8 o'clock?
Yes, it starts at 8 o'clock.
Okay, so anybody that's in the area, interested in cosplay, or just want to find out about it, like Suzanne said, definitely show up and have some fun with everybody there. Suzanne's going to be there with her books. Everything that she has available at that time, she's hoping to have some special, unique things as well that she usually has at her booth as well, I'm sure.
Yes, absolutely. Look, I'll have two new novels out by then.
Yes.
So this will kind of be a book signing in a way for me, too. So yes. I'm excited for that as well.
And why don't we mention that? Like I said, the last time we had you on, we did Secret of Magic. But what's going to be available come the event?
What? Oh, gosh, say that again.
What's going to become available at the event? That's not.
So I will have, Realm of Magic will be out. So Seeker 1, the Seeker of Magic Book 1 will be out. And Immortal Hearts and Dead Hearts will be out as well.
There we go.
Finally, so two new novels. So you can pick up 5 Dead Hearts novels and the new novel in the Realm of Magic. So look, people can go home with 6 novels. What's not to like?
There you go.
And then they can cosplay one of the characters.
Yeah.
So next time, they'll have some ideas.
And you have a lot of, some of your fans have done some artwork that you have there at your table. So if they want to pick up something to get a sample, because I think you had some postcards that you were selling that had some of the artwork, so they can get ideas of how to make the costume.
I have character cards of all the main characters in the books with bios on the back. They're free. I give those out. Encourage people then to dress up so you can come and pick those up. Heck, I give those out to authors, too, and tell them, you know, there are more than just bookmarks that you can do. Character cards are fun, and I like to promote illustrators as well. Mm-hmm. So I have, like, 4 different illustrators that do my characters and give them different looks, which is really fun for me, too. And sometimes some of my friends that illustrate the characters, I hadn't even thought of the character looking that way. Then they come up with whole new outfits. Mm-hmm. So that's really cool to see that come to life, too, because it just doesn't have to be what I say. It could be your interpretation.
And you do place it within a moderately real world. They do change out clothes.
So. They do. They do have to change clothes.
No. Might get
you like them, too.
Might get a little crusty otherwise.
Yeah, you know, they do talk about the con funk, the funny smells of costumes. Oh, yeah. So you do have to wash your costumes over at some point. I didn't smell anybody funny at StealthCon, by the way.
That's
good. It was lovely con. That's which, good. By the way, Warrensburg, Missouri, I had never been there before. And when I came driving in, there'd been a rainstorm and there was a double rainbow in the sky, which meant the Valkyrie came down on the Rainbow Bridge and kicked ass, and that's why I won first place. See? Well, that all ties in.
Kick Thor back to Asgard, by golly.
That's right. Dang it. You bet.
And again, this is going to be May 19th at the Museum of World Treasures, the cosplay event featuring Suzanne Lambden. Go there, pick up all of her novels that she'll be having available, the first book of Secret of Magic and all of the Dead Heart series. Be sure to swing by. Starts at 8 o'clock. And Suzanne, we hope you have a great time. I hope some of us will be able to get there and give you some grief as well.
Mm-hmm. Thank you guys so much.
All right. That's going to do it for us for this time. We hope everybody's had fun. We've had fun visiting with this and finding out about this event. So go have fun with Suzanne. We'll see everybody on the flip side. Bye, everybody.
All right.
See ya.
All right. Bye, guys.
Come along with me and don't be scared. I just want to set you free. Come on, come on, come on. You and me. Make it anywhere. And for now, we can stay here for a while. 'Cause you know, I just wanna see you smile. No matter where you go, you know you're not alone. I'm only one call away. I'll be there to save the day. Superman got nothing.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.